Welcome to the Fleur Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 3rd of July, recording at 9:49 p.m. And that's British summertime. Now, first a quick look at the highlights here today. And it's pretty easy to summarize because it was very much another day for, to use the banality, risk on. We had Asian stock markets pretty well stronger across the boards. We had a new high by the Philippines, and we've got Malaysia, which is within spitting distance of a new high, to use the vulgarism. And the European markets, crucially, all up over 1%, it looks like. Well, CAC and FTSE just below 1% gains. So just getting the continuation of the move that we saw on commence on Friday with those big upward dynamics. And we also saw gains in the Americas. Brazil was best, up nearly 2%. Canada, TSX, was up 2.17%. Wall Street's gains were more modest, but another 8.5 points on the S&P, and that's 0.62%, takes the S&P up to 1,374. Just think of all those bearish forecasts for the S&P that we were hearing and seeing. Fortunately, not from Fuller Money, it were appearing everywhere in the press and reports just a few days ago. Now, elsewhere, long-dated government bond prices, these weakened in the U.S., 30-year long bond down over a point, smaller declines in bond futures for the European indices, JGBs holding stubbornly steady, but at least a loss of momentum. Now, the U.S. dollar index is a little bit weaker here today. It's currently trading at 81.78. We've got the euro pushing back up above 126. We've got the Aussie at 102.84. Sterling 156.95. That's only up a tiny fraction. The Asian currencies have improved a lot. Now, as has the as has the Brazilian currency, the real, that has rallied sharply against the dollar after a weak phase. We've also seen the Philippine currency, which had been strong all along, but improved further against the U.S. dollar. And the Indian rupee, which had been extremely weak and a concern for the government, that has rebounded quite sharply in the last few days. We saw another banner day in commodities. I mean, I think these are higher without exception in here today. I'm looking for an exception. I don't see it. But biggest gainer looks like platinum, back up to 600. That's up nearly $22. Did I say platinum? It's palladium, 600, up nearly $22. Platinum, up nearly $33 as I speak, is at 1491 and change. Gold, off its highs, but a solid performer, up over $20 to 1617. It was up at 1625 at one stage. And silver, 28.24. It had been 20 points higher, but that's a good gain, up 74 cents. The industrial commodities were all firmer. The industrial metals were all higher, and we've had some clear upward dynamics there among for some of them. Crude oil, it's another blitz here to the upside, 87.60 for WTI, and we're just back above 100 for the Brent. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, go back to Friday and all that bearish sentiment that was around, the very low expectations for what would actually be achieved by the 19th summit. But they managed to convince people that they were not in the process of sliding further over the sloping edge of the cliff, but actually taking some steps in the right direction, not least in terms of this fiscal union. Now, everybody's saying, well, the devil's in the detail, and there are all sorts of points that are going to be debated and discussed and interpreted and reinterpreted. But I wouldn't want to quibble too much on this. I think it's the market's verdict that caused all the problems previously in terms of putting heat on these countries and all the politicians and the ECB, and causing a crisis in seeming perpetuity. But that's looking different right now, and everything's calmed down. Now, no doubt it's going to flare up again at some point, but the follow-through that we were hoping for, that I expressed a hope for in my audio on Friday, we've certainly seen yesterday and here again today. And so not only is Europe not encroaching, let alone breaking its early June lows, it's taken out the late June highs and extended the rallies. So that's good news all around, and that's lending confidence. Europe to the fore. And there's still some quite, there's plenty of quite cheap valuations in that market. So you've had a little bit of a melt-up here. No doubt the devil known as high-frequency algorithmic trading has played a part in that. We may get a quieter day tomorrow, because Wall Street's closed for that 4th of July holiday. So I expect a quieter, as I say, definitely would expect a quieter day. But the overall technical action is very constructive, and I like it. And we're seeing some depressed markets, which are rebounding very strongly. Now, the precious metals move is quite exciting because, remember, I produced that piece, I think it was early last week, about how gold and the other precious metals appeared to be in a support building phase. You don't have confirmation of that until well after the event. We know that. You never do have confirmation until you've had a sufficient move to clearly establish an overall upward trend once again and reassure just about everybody. But there's been so much bearish sentiment about precious metals in recent weeks, including a lot of people talking about another imminent downward break. Well, as you know, last week these precious metals looked at those lows and have rebounded quite strongly. Gold actually didn't look at its lows. Silver did. Palladium and platinum did. And in terms of raise your eyebrows, convincing dynamics favoring the bulls, it's been very, very strong. And if we look at gold, and I say we don't have confirmation that this is a support building phase, but look at that on a daily chart. And look at the trading range that it's now moving back. It's moving back to test the upper side of its trading range. But notice or note the increase in upward dynamics relative to downward dynamics within that trading range. Owen reminded me that I had devised the term trampolining at the chart seminar to describe that type of action. So it drops back down towards the lows, but springs upwards very strongly. Those internal dynamics within trading ranges that signal which way they're eventually going to go. And this is very positive action overall. So I feel that we are in a support building phase, and the odds of that have increased in here in the last few days, last 3 days. And that makes me feel that we are still on course for some ranging recoveries this year and new highs by gold at least at some point in 2013. Now, crude oil. This would be one concern if this move kept going. I think there's undoubtedly been a fair amount of short covering in the price action. Then we also have the European sanctions against Iran, which kicked in yesterday. So that's another factor that has helped the upside. And then there's the talk, just general consensus, that there is going to be more of a stimulus here. I think we're very likely to see that from Asia. And that has all helped to push these crude prices up $10 or more quite quickly. Now, we don't want that continuing too far. So far, let's classify it as a reversion to the mean in terms of the declining 200-day moving average. But it's been quite explosive. That's not all that unusual when there have been shorts in the market. But what we don't want to see is a really significant move in these oil contracts to the upside. I don't think we're going to get that. I don't think it'd be justified fundamentally without a big decline in supply, but which is and not threatened at the moment. And we'll see. The other one that concerns me is the strength of the U.S. grain and bean crops. This heat wave in the Midwest is in its third week here, and this is doing some damage, needless to say, and it does usher in what is certain to be some food inflation that we weren't well, that wasn't written into the script a month ago, and I'm afraid that that may lead to some additional food riots in some of the developing economies this year. And what it does mean is for the third year in a row, countries are not able to, or the global economy is not able to build sufficient excess reserves of these grains and beans. I'm talking now about corn, soybeans, and wheat to offset shortages. So those are the two problems in what is otherwise pretty much an all-go script here over the last few days. And given the fear that was in the markets previously, I wouldn't be surprised if this doesn't continue a little further. And I'm very happy to participate, not least in precious metals. I did take my profit in coffee today. This has had such a good run. I only bought it on the 29th, but it's been straight up. And I bought some platinum early this morning, so I actually hold all four precious metals. That's reviewed in the comma of the day, of course. Meanwhile, all the best to all of you, and perhaps we'll see, as I said early on, a somewhat quieter day tomorrow, but probably with the bull still in charge.